Africa is on Twitter at Africa Milane.
Time to find out what fantastic fitness events are available in your neck of the woods. And that, of course, is the job of Liesl van der Westhuizen to uncover. Good morning.
Good morning, Africa. We'll first start with the fact that 84 nations from around the world will be descending on Pietermaritzburg for the big one this weekend, the 96th edition of the world-famous Comrades Marathon. It is a downrun. I have to say, can I have a brag moment? I was the first female MC at the Comrades Marathon many years ago, and I was the MC at the start of this downrun and the finish line. And I have to tell you, the start and the finish, that build up at that start, when they play Chariots of Fire, when they play the national anthem, and then that gun goes off, that kiss and that energy is like nowhere at any event around the world that I've worked at or even participated at. I've never felt that. And when you get to that finish line, it is just incredible, having known that these runners have run that distance to get down there. And it starts at City Hall. I know the mayor or whoever's going to be, the official is going to be on the balcony there and do the official start time. So good luck to everyone. South Africa, the UK and Zimbabwe and India are some of the most represented nations, with over 200 runners from each of the countries being there. And I want to know today, I want to hear if you're running, but more importantly, are you a supporter? My sister Monique is going to support my brother-in-law, Anton. And Monique says, and I've supported on Comrades before as well, supporting is harder than actually running. I'm not talking about supporters standing on the side of the road going, yay, go, 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 good luck, good luck. That's hard work too. I don't dispute at all. This is your seconder. The person has to meet you at a certain point to make sure you get your snack or make sure you get your water bottle if you're not drinking things from the water station. So seconders, I think, do a harder job than the people that are actually running the Comrades Marathon. And I think I'm going to open a can of worms on the WhatsApp line today. But please, we'd love to hear from you either way. If your club is running, if you're a team member that's just volunteering to put the gazebo up, if you're driving the team in the team bus, if you've got youngsters running for the first time, anyone just going out there to experience it, let us know on the WhatsApp line. Share your stories. We'd love to hear from you this morning.
Absolutely. We will be speaking to the MEC for Economic Development, Tourism and Environment in KZN. That's MEC Sboniso Duma, just after 5 o'clock, to talk about the impact economically that the Comrades Marathon has on the province of KZN.
That's going to be an interesting one to listen to. And I've just been reading the articles about that. So definitely tune into that. But if we're not those ultra distance runners like you and myself who are not going to be there this weekend, whether it's supporting or doing anything else, there's other things we can do. So I thought let's get into Joburg, Gauteng first. The 2023 Trove Wellness Fitness Festival is happening this weekend. It's a fitness challenge, fun and interactive, with giveaways during the event, a goodie bag valued at over 1,000 rand. A ticket price is 350 per person, or if you're bringing a buddy or a friend, 600 rand for the two of you only. On the day, bring a yoga mat, water bottle, sunscreen, a cap, and of course your fabulous self. There's safe and secure parking, and it's going to be at one of my favorite places. Whenever I'm in Joburg, I'm always either watching or taking part in something there, at the Wanderers Club. So you know you're going to have safe parking. You know you're in for good coffee, because the coffee stand guy sets up quite early there. That's 21 North Street, Illovo, and it's called the Trove Wellness Winter Festival, and it's hashtag Trove Fitness Fest 2023, if you'd like to find out more. Some great lineups, some great instructors, and some great fun. You can also come and learn to do archery. Something that I've done one or two times. I'm not the best at it. I just tried it out just for the sake of trying it out. Great workout. Really works your arms, your core, your chest, your shoulders. And it's ideal for young and old to give it a try. It's an hour on Saturday morning at 3:30 in the afternoon, or 2:30 in the afternoon. The venue is Archers of Zoo Lake Archery Range, 2 Prince of Wales Drive, Zoo Lake Park. All are welcome. Tickets are 200 rand per person. In this lesson, the qualified coach is going to talk you through the safety procedures, how to handle equipment correctly, how to shoot effectively, and the theory behind archery and arrows, and what to actually do, which is quite nice. So you don't just get given a bow and arrow and off you go and do that. You can find your tickets at quicket.co.za if you'd like to find out more. And then Cradle and Country Winter Warmer Run. Definitely in this cold winter and this cold weather this weekend, I definitely think this is a good one. It's at Lemmermuir on Sunday at 6:30. So you know it's going to be a cool start in Joburg as the sun rises and you get that little bit of a mist coming over the city. The Cradle and Country Winter Warmer Ride, kick it off. You can either run or ride. There's a variety of distances. It's an easy event, so you can bring the youngsters and the kids because there's activities and prizes available, and then of course coffee afterwards. So good luck for everyone who's taking part in that. Pulse8events.co.za has the details.
All right, so those are all wonderful options in the Highveld on the coast.
So in Cape Town, moving up the coast, you can join on the 16th of June on Youth Day. There's going to be a demo class at Bungee Bounce. Now, Africa, it's something we've never spoken about, but it's basically bungee cords tied to the wall of the studio and you're bouncing around. But you're not bouncing as you're going to drop yourself. These cords hold you and you're jumping and supporting you. They've also got bouncing shoes. So, you know, Back to the Future shoes that bounce around. Yeah. They've got those space shoes as well, or they're called bouncing shoes or rebounder shoes. They're offering a demo class for anyone that's interested, which includes a warm-up and a cool-down. It's only 30 minutes long. They already had me at a 30-minute class. I love a 30-minute class. And you can just book through bungee.co.za to get to that. And then Shen and Safari in Franschhoek, happening Saturday the 10th of June at 7:30 with a variety of rides from 30Ks, 10Ks and a family walk. Quickhit has the details for that one. And there's also going to be a secret sunset dance-a-thon. Come and dress up to the theme. Young and old are able to attend. It's going to be at Bloberg opposite Jerry's from 4:30 to 5:30. Arrive at 6 to collect your headset. It's a secret sunset beach boogie. Dress accordingly. Wear layers of clothes, comfortable shoes that you can take off because you're going to be on the beach. You're going to be getting those feet wet or sandy. And it's 150 Rand a ticket or 50 Rand for kids under 12. Really a good project because it's also going back to a community development called the Upliftment Program. And you can find out more about that at theup.org.za.
Those are lovely, lovely options.
Lots of different things from archery to secret dancing on the beach in the middle of
bouncing.
Winter. I know, bouncing around to bungee cord bouncing. I mean, I've really found unusual things to do.
Those are lovely. Thank you very much, Liesl van der Westhuizen. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. We'll chat again, of course, on Monday morning.